This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. Facebook says it's testing a new service in the U.S. A random selection of users will be able to send messages to you, even if you aren't Facebook friends with them. Instead of that message going into the other folder, it'll land directly in your inbox, and it will cost the sender a dollar. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story on Facebook's latest effort to make money off all its friends. I mean customers.
When I first heard that you could pay to send a message to a stranger through Facebook, I called Clark Fredrickson at eMarketers to ask him if this new experiment was essentially allowing users to pay a fee to spam you. Facebook wasn't able to answer that question.
Ooh, controversial question. I think that's unclear at this point.
Fredrickson says that Facebook has traditionally put its users first, but now that Facebook is public, there's mounting pressure for it to make money.
And that's why we're seeing them explore other avenues to revenue.
Let's take a brief stroll down some of those avenues. There's the Facebook payment program that allows you to send money through Facebook. There were the new rules that allowed Facebook to sell your Instagram photos without telling you, which has been shelved. And there is what are called sponsored wall posts. You may have noticed ads appearing on your wall, not next to it where there have always been ads, but directly in your newsfeed, like the one I got today from my friend Casey. So I called her up.
So I just got the post that you put on Facebook saying that it would bring me some holiday cheer that there's a 50% sale at Target.
And you got that post from me?
Yeah. Did you post that?
No, absolutely not.
It turns out a while back, Casey liked Target on Facebook, which means that Target, for a price, can now post ads using her name, so it appears that she's posting them. Casey's reaction when I told her? That sentiment could put advertisers in a difficult position. It could also put Facebook in a difficult position if users once again object to its efforts to monetize them. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.